Kraken drops Layer 0 for Chainlink CCIP after April exploit. Kraken is moving its cross-chain messaging stack from Layer 0 to Chainlink's Cross-Chain Interoperability Protocol, CCIP, Cointelegraph reported on May 15. The exchange's decision marks one of the highest-profile defections from Layer 0 since the protocol was exploited in April 2026, when attackers drained funds via a flaw in its endpoint contracts. The switch will route Kraken's bridging activity, including token transfers between major L1s and L2s associated with the exchange's deposit and withdrawal flow, through CCIP's risk-managed network instead of Layer 0's messaging layer. A retreat that started in April. The exit is not happening in isolation. Several DeFi protocols, custodians, and exchange-adjacent infrastructure providers have either paused, reduced, or unwound Layer 0 integrations since the April incident. According to Cointelegraph, the exploit forced builders to reassess how their cross-chain dependencies handle verifier sets, replay protection, and message ordering. Layer 0's design routes messages through a configurable set of oracles and relayers. After the April exploit, several teams concluded that the burden of configuring those parameters correctly sits with the integrating protocol, and that the cost of getting it wrong is borne by users rather than the messaging layer itself. CCIP's defenders argue that its risk management network, which can pause cross-chain traffic when it detects anomalies, shifts that burden back toward the infrastructure provider. Whether that argument is right or wrong on the technical merits, it is clearly winning on the procurement side this quarter. Cross-chain messaging reaches the exchange tier. Cross-chain messaging used to be treated as DeFi plumbing, far removed from centralized exchanges. That has changed in the past 18 months as exchanges have leaned harder into multi-chain deposits, native bridging, and L2 listings. When a user deposits an asset on one chain and withdraws on another, the exchange is implicitly trusting a bridge or messaging layer in between. For Kraken, that exposure has grown alongside its support for chains like Arbitrum, Base, and Solana, plus the new venues launching through the Say MasterCard partnership and similar institutional rails. A messaging provider that gets exploited does not just hurt DeFi users, it directly threatens the integrity of exchange deposit pages. Kraken does not appear to have suffered direct losses in the April incident, but the broader pattern is consistent with other recent exchange decisions to consolidate risk around fewer, more conservatively governed pieces of infrastructure. Chainlink picks up volume for Chainlink. The win extends a run of CCIP adoption that already includes traditional finance pilots. In April, DTCC said it had integrated Chainlink standards into its 114T collateral app chain, and JP Morgan used Chainlink rails when filing a tokenized money market fund on Ethereum and Solana. Kraken's switch is the first time a top 10 exchange has publicly committed to CCIP for its core cross-chain plumbing. Reuters and other outlets have not yet published independent confirmation of the migration timeline or which token pairs will move first. As of writing, Kraken has not issued its own detailed technical breakdown. Most of the public detail traces back to the Cointelegraph report and on-chain integration work spotted by analysts. Crypto markets held steady. Markets did not move much on the news. As of May 15, 2026, Bitcoin trades at $8,704, up 1.2% over 24 hours, while Ether is roughly flat at $2,259, and BNB is up 2% to $682.82, according to CoinMarketCap. The Fear and Greed Index sits at 49 in neutral territory. Layer 0's native ZRO token does not have the kind of deep spot liquidity that would show a sharp single-day reaction to a single exchange exit, but the trend of exchange and institutional pullback has weighed on its trading multiples since April. Practical implications for users: the immediate change is invisible. Cross-chain deposits and withdrawals at Kraken will continue to work, possibly with brief maintenance windows as integrations cut over. The longer-term shift is more interesting. Exchange procurement teams now treat cross-chain messaging as a first-class risk category, not a vendor footnote. Protocols that built around Layer 0 face a tougher conversation when listing on or integrating with exchanges that have moved to CCIP. Insurance underwriters and audit firms get fresh comparable data on which messaging architectures fail under stress. Kraken's decision also raises a question for self-custody users who route assets through bridges before topping up a card. If you spend with self-custody crypto cards or top up cards from one chain to spend on another, the messaging layer underneath your bridge transactions is part of your real risk surface, even if you never see it.